Good morning. This is the Chorus Call operator. Welcome to the presentation as at the 31st of March of the Hera Group. All participants are in listen-only mode. Following the initial presentation, there will be a Q&A session. For assistance during the conference call, dial the star followed by zero. Now the floor goes to Mr. Tommaso Tommasi di Vignano, Executive Chairman of the Hera Group. You now have the floor. Good evening. We are here together with the usual team that has just been confirmed by the General Assembly, and as you know, we have just concluded the first Board of Directors meeting with a new term of office. We are already en marche, as the French would say. We are all very happy with the results of the first quarter, and as you can see, Jans has been very creative in these slides, in this graph, in comparing the results of this first quarter with previous years. This is a further proof of the fact that we are going through a very positive period, and our Board of Directors will also have the same opinion, so we do hope that you will share our ideas as well. I think that our path in executing the industrial plan started off on the right, in the right way. If we have a look at what happened in 2016, then you will see that we are fully committed to achieve the results that have been put into the industrial plan. As you will hear from Mr. Venier, there have been some items, there have been some events that have played a very important role. The fact that we were awarded the tender for the market of safeguarded clients was good news for us. This helped us to have some positive results, and this will ensure these positive results for the next 2 years, because the results of this tender will then continue over a longer period of time, namely of 2 years. Now, talking about the waste sector, and my colleagues will then provide further insights on this, we did not embed the results of the Aliplast acquisition into the results that you're going to see today. We have already talked about it, and the results would have even been more rounded up if we had had the opportunity to consolidate the presence of this acquisition within our accounts in Q1. But since the application phase of the contract started only recently, then the relative results were only were haven't been embedded yet since the contract has been formally signed with effect as of April the 1st. So in the first half-year report, you will see the results included into our account. Other than that, all the results are very positive. There's been no inconsistency whatsoever in terms of profit and loss account-related data. You see a constant average plus 10%, so there is no loss whatsoever. And you do see that the net profit is doing particularly well. We have a plus 20%. And this, of course, has a positive influence on the EPS, since the number of shares hasn't changed. So this determines a very important result for the EPS as well. Let me now make a second comment, and my colleagues will then provide further information on this, but I do think that this is really very important. These positive results that you see are driven by all our business areas. This is very important. We not only have a very positive result at the end of quarter, the first quarter, But again, in all the business areas, we have some positive results, and in most of the cases, we exceeded our expectations, your expectations as well. Having said this, if you go to page three, you see again all the elements that contributed to this growth. The largest portion of the growth is linked to the expansion of the market in the energy sector, but also in the other business areas, as I've just pointed out. This is the result of our participation in different tenders in many different areas, and this is proof, once again, of our capacity to be very reactive, to be present on the market, and we are fully committed to this, and we would like to continue on this path with more tenders in other sectors. At least this is our hope. So these are the highlights of the first quarter. What I would also like to point out is that on the one hand, the market has been expanding. The prices in the field of waste have also been doing very well. Tariffs had been subject to some restrictions in the past, but now things are doing very well. Then, as a second very important item, we see the improvement of the efficiency of the group, and this is perfectly in line with our business plan, which we, of course, wanted to adhere to, plus €4.5 million in terms of efficiency made. And then, last but not least, we have the M&A sector, and here again, I don't want to add anything because the two small transactions that we carried out are part of these accounts, but again, you just see the initial results of these operations, and again, there can be some differences in terms of the acquisitions of new clients, but again, we are talking about figures and dimensions that are not surprising us at all. But we do know that there is, again, something that is going to play a very important role in our account, and we are already doing our best. We are already closely cooperating with Aliplast, and I think that here there is a reason to be very positive about the future. So we fully paid, of course, the acquisition, and you will also hear about the costs and the state-of-the-art about the mergers and acquisitions. Now I would like to give the floor to Stefano. Thank you. Thank you, and good evening. I will start off with the waste sector. If you go to page four, you see the results. We have already commented upon these results several times during 2016. The result is made up of several elements. We have some negative effects due to the expiry date of some incentives, and we're talking about the six of Pozzilli, which expired during the third quarter of 2016, and then we had some extraordinary maintenance operations on WTE waste treatment plants, which determined these costs. These costs were completely offset by organic growth, which is mainly due to the growth of the sector of special waste treatment and to wet, dry, and hazardous waste. This is nothing new for us. We have already talked about this in the past, and these results further consolidated during this first quarter, and they are providing a full contribution. We're talking about 7 million point one in terms of organic growth, and they total 46.7 million euros. As our chairman correctly pointed out, the effect of the consolidation of Aliplast will become evident in the next few months. In terms of financial costs, everything has already been integrated into the account. But at the end of January, we also bought the assets of a company called Tezeco, and their activities are complementary to waste recycling activities, and they will enable us to further enhance our activities in the local geographical territory where the company is operating, and we will see some further positive results as in 2016. If we now turn to the world of networks, here you see two components that determined a growth of 6.5 million euro. On one hand, we made more efficiency in this field. We reduced the operating costs of the water cycle and of energy-related activities. We use a parameter that is called PDR, and this parameter improved over the last 12-month period by 1.3 up to 2.5%. So again, efficiency has been made, and this is a result of what we did in 2016 and what we have done in 2017. And then there has been a balancing mechanism in terms of tariffs. And as regards the first quarter of 2017, we were awarded some premiums in 2016 because of the good quality of the service that we deliver. Here you see some further results in terms of water, plus a 3.4, gas distribution, district heating, plus 2.4, electric energy distribution, plus 0.5. These are the main items in terms of the development of investments. They did not determine a significant variation of the EBITDA of the last quarter. So again, the results are mainly due to the factors that we have already pointed out. Now, turning to the trading sector, to the commercial sector, first of all, we can say that we have been exceeding the threshold of 2.5 million clients. We have more than 900,000 clients for the gas sector, and this determines that we exceeded the threshold of 2.5 million clients. That was the target for us. In terms of profitability, the best result, as expected, came from the electricity sector, 11 million growth. They relate to safeguarded clients, to new services, and the remaining portion, 4 million euros, they are related to a better performance in terms of trading and sales on the free market. Then, on the top of this, we also have the small contribution on power generation. Here again, we are reaping the fruits of what we sowed in the beginning of the year, and you will remember that this is linked to the situation on the French market in January and in February. And this result tells us that we managed to confirm some positive results of 2016, and we further improved at this result. 4 million euros, this is the growth of the gas sector. This growth by 4 million euros is partially related to the gas default market. Half of it is linked to that, and half of that is linked to a better margin as regards to the activities on the free market. And this enabled us to reach 111 million euros in this first quarter of the year. So in a nutshell, these are the most relevant components of our financial results. Let me now turn to the financial and the tax profile, but in order to deal with this, I would like to give the floor to our colleague, Mr. Luca Moroni. Good afternoon. I think that slide number seven perfectly illustrates the work that we carried out on these two items of the profit and loss account. In the first quarter, the financial management did very well again. This is mainly due to a reduction of costs in general, but this is also due to the good contribution of the companies that operate in the trading in the business and in the energy sectors. So they provided a very good contribution, as all the other companies of our group did. 29.8%, this is the tax rate, which is decreasing, further decreasing. Corporate tax rate reduction, what we call IRES, was a further reason for these good results, and this enabled us to fully seize all the opportunities made available by the financial budget laws. I'm talking about tax reliefs, patent box related regulations, and what we call maximum authorization related laws. All this makes very good contribution to the net profit and therefore to the EPS. As regards the financial management of the company, we have had positive cash flows by more than 100 million euros, to be more specific, 116 million euros in terms of operating cash flows. This result comes from an operating lever net of the payment of taxes and financial charges. The net working capital absorbed 20 million-22 million euros. This is due to two different items. On the one hand, we have the positive contribution of the work that we carried out in terms of receivables, and here we have good reason to be satisfied, and we had plus 10 million euros in terms of this positive management of liabilities. But again, we have an offset situation of 30 million euros due to safeguarded clients. Investments, 66 million, are perfectly in line with what we did last year, and plus 116 free cash flow. They fully covered the costs of the acquisition of Aliplast and Tiveco for an overall value of 97 million euros. And we therefore close with a net debt of 2,648, and as a result, as we have already said several times, this net debt already includes the costs of the acquisition of Aliplast and the acquisition will be further executed in the next few months and in the next few years. And the financial contribution of this acquisition will be further appreciated in the half-yearly report with retroactive effect as of January the 1st. So again, this company will be fully integrated within our perimeter with retroactive effect. I will conclude here and will give the floor to our Executive Chairman. I don't actually have too much to add to this. I think that all these figures speak for themselves, and the explanations that we gave you on the top of this made it very clear that it was easy for us to tackle the acquisitions which we had planned. And in terms of company-related facts. I'm sure that you have already had all the important information from reading the newspapers. The board of directors met for the first time today, and the climate, I must say, was very positive. We had the presentation of some private lists for the first time, and I do believe again that the representatives of this list contributed to a very positive environment within the meeting of the board of directors. And then we have a new representative of the private portion of the company. The ship has sailed, so to speak, and all the tasks have already been distributed, so each of us perfectly knows what awaits us. Now we would like to open the floor for questions. Please. This is the Chorus Call operator. We are now going to start the Q&A session. If you wanted to ask a question, dial asterisk the star followed by 1. And to exit the questions queue, press star followed by 2. Please ask your question by using the telephone receiver and by asking the question slowly to ensure the translation. The first question is by Xavier Suarez of Mediobanca. Yes, good evening, everybody. I would like to ask 2 to 3 questions. Slide number 4, that's my first question, and it concerns the waste business. I was struck by the organic growth, this 7.1 million euros growth. Could you provide some more details on this? So what is going to happen in terms of volumes and prices, and what are the dynamics that you're witnessing on the market? Could you expand on this? Is this growth going to be sustainable during 2017 and in years to come? And then, from an industrial point of view, I'm interested in the effect this activity is going to have on the acquisition of Aliplast and Taseco. So I would like to know what this is going to lead to from an industrial point of view. So these acquisitions, we do hope, will help the business to grow. And then turning to slide number 6, I would like to understand how the supply of the electricity and gas is evolving. Of course, I'm not talking about the growth that is related to safeguarded clients and default market. I would like to explain about what you mean about the underlying gas supply expansion. And then the third question, it concerns the cost of debt. Could you provide some indications in absolute terms as regards the current cost of debt and a forecast concerning the cost of debt by the end of the year? Thank you. Now, as regards the colorful elements concerning the organic growth of 7 million euros, of course, they are driven by 2 to 3 elements. The first element being the treatment of waste. As you may have noticed, there has been an increase of volume of special waste, and as regards this, there is a volume delta effect, and then there has been a further increase of the prices and the tariffs of special waste. These variations go from 1 euro up to 5 euros depending on the type of product. We have 7 to 8 macro categories of products, and on average we could conclude that we have 2.53 euros for the overall amount of tons. This growth of 46,000 tons adds up on the top of the growth that we recorded last year. So we are talking about 630,000 tons. The price has been up by 3% on average. And then we have a higher margin given the fact that the overall ton number has increased. and this leads to the overall result of 3 to 4 million euros. The remaining portion to reach the 7 million euros is linked to some efficiency that we made in terms of the collection and treatment of waste and in the operation of plants. And then we have one further million euro that is linked to the treatment of paper and plastics. All this totals 7 million euros. Now, going back to your second question, so the contribution that we expect from the acquisitions of Tezeco and Aliplast. Tezeco and Aliplast are two acquisitions which will be providing quite different contributions. Tezeco is a platform of plants, which means that they have a direct access to the sea. So they are located near Pisa, close to our waste recycling plant. And it has chemical and physical plants that are similar among themselves, but they also have complementary plants for soil washing. And then on the top of that, they also have storing facilities. This will enable us to increase the supply of services in the local area, in the region of Toscana or Lazio. We were quite close to a saturated situation in terms of waste recycling opportunities, so we can further consolidate the business areas where we are already operating. And then on the top of this, this company will help us because of the logistic positioning it enjoys. This will particularly be helpful in the special waste sector, waste recycling, pharmaceutical sector, leather treatment sector, and mechanical sector. In terms of production capacity, it will add up to 40,000 to 50,000 tons that can be further treated. Aliplast is also operating in the waste treatment sector, but as you know, it recycles and it remanufactures plastic materials, polyethylene and PET. And this perfectly fits with the production activities that are part of our portfolio of services, where plastic materials do play an important role. I'm talking about the food and beverage sector, where there's a large use of plastic packaging. But this also involves other sectors where a lot of plastics is being used. So what are the synergies that we do further expect? We do expect synergies to be made with our traditional activities. As a result, we will bolster our full service and larger service activities on our key accounts. And this will also allow us to improve our ability to improve the life cycle of plastic materials, and this will enable us to make full use of our plants. This was, in a nutshell, the contribution that Aliplast will make for us. Aliplast was already standing for waste recycling, but it also closes the circle for us. It's really in line with our circular economy philosophy. Hera, together with the treatment of waste treatment, which I'm going to turn to in a second, is going to be the only operator to do this. All the other factors that are involved here are usually falling within the remit of the producers of the raw material. I'm talking about steel, paper, and glass, for instance. Again, as I said, this is the last step for us to fully close the circle, because at the end of March, we obtained the authorization for the construction of our first plant. So there will just be only two of us to be able to build a plant to transform wet waste biomasses into biomethane. This is a plant that will be set up in Sant'Agata, and as we have already mentioned several times, so the capacity will be 7 million euros per year, and it will absorb 100,000 tons of volumes per year. In terms of sales margins, well, first of all, we need to make a distinction between the free household residential market from the industrial market. When it comes to the market of companies, then you know that the high season is the summer for the gas, and then on the winter for electricity. So we are still working on the situation. We are very active on the market. The conditions last year were a bit more interesting because the low prices that we had in the first quarter of 2016 favored the signing of contracts ahead of time, while all the negotiation procedure that took place in the last 6 months has slowed down this process. So, as I said, we will have to wait and see for the real match to be played. Then, as regards all the rest, then I see the usual competition levels, so I don't see any major changes. And then last element, as regards the procurement of raw materials, in terms of electric energy, we are working on a back-to-back basis, so there are no major variations. The margins have already been basically fixed in signed contracts. When it comes to the gas sector, we have put down in contracts the supply terms for next year as well, and the terms and the conditions are very similar to the conditions that are already in place until September this year. And as regards the cost of debt, it's now 3.7. As we mentioned during the presentation of the industrial plan, we do expect to go down to 3.5 by the end of the year and 3.24 next year. This is our target. Thank you. The next question is by Enrico Bartoli of MainFirst. Good evening, everybody. I would also like to ask some questions. I would like to go back to the electricity business. Could you please expand on this 16 million of the EBITDA? Could you please expand on the contribution made by safeguarded clients? And what is the contribution of the dispatchment market? What are the sales margins to clients? Then I have a question concerning networks. This brings me back to slide number 5. More specifically, when it comes to water and to gas, could you please provide some more comments? You mentioned the organic growth. What is the contribution of the tariffs? What is the contribution of the quality premium? And what is the contribution of the efficiency process? And do you think that these trends will be sustainable in the next quarters? And then, as regards the tax rate, I think that the last figure that was mentioned was 33.5. Could you please confirm this or give us an update? All right, here I am. So as regards the growth of the electricity business, we have altogether 50 million euros. This is a commercial business. We have 11 million euros due to the variation of the perimeter of the safeguarded clients market, and the remaining 4 million euros are a margin made on the market. And then under the item power generation, you see MSD and you see the efficiency making process, and this accounts for 1.5 percentage improvement. And then I think that in general we're talking about 8 million euros. And then as regards the water tariffs, we have 3 million euros. We have a guideline of quality premiums in terms of the quality of the services. It's 5 million euros for this year. And in the first quarter of the year, all the performance indicators are in line with the objectives that have been set. And we therefore recorded the corresponding figure, which is 1.2, 1.5 million euros. The remaining portion, 2.5 million euros, here we have a 50% due to an adjustment of the tariff system. And then we have 1 million, 1.5 $1.5 million due to a higher efficiency. And in terms of gas distribution, we have a very similar breakdown. Please consider that within the entire perimeter of the networks, we have 2.55 million euros. And again, this is due to the gas distribution and to the networks as well. These are the answers to your questions. And then as to the tax rate, the guideline that we gave, around 32%. In the first quarter, we always have, and this is the case with many other companies, we have, again, a profile, we adopt a profile, which is the average in the first portion of the year and above the average in the last portion of the year. Thank you. The next question is by Stefano Gamberini of Equita Fin. Good evening, everybody. May I ask a few questions? The first one concerns Aliplast and Taseco. Could you tell us by how much they will contribute to the EBITDA by the end of the year? And could you please expand on payments made as regards the dividends? The executive chairman pointed out that you have been awarded a tender in the field of safeguard clients, and this may then favor your participation into other tender processes. So will this take place in the gas distribution field? When will this tenders take place? And are there any news worth mentioning in the waste sector as well? Then one last question for Mr. Moroni. Please go to slide 8. As regards of the cash flow, you mentioned 116 million euros. And could you please put this in relation to the EBITDA, because the CapEx has then to be deducted. So what other items will then lead up to an operating cash flow of 211 million euros? Thank you. Well, as regards the waste sector, let's now recap for a minute the payment installments. Taseco has already been fully paid 9 million euros at the end of January 2017. As regards Aliplast, as you may remember, the payment has been divided down into installments. The first installment has been paid. It was paid on the 3rd of April. That was the first 40%, and the remaining 40% will be paid at December 31st. The equity value is 88.5 million euros, so you'll need to multiply 9 by 4, 35 million euros. This is the first installment, and we will pay the same amount for the second installment. And then there is an earn-out component, which is very difficult to define for the time being. We will pay this in December, and then afterwards, once we will fully acquire the remaining 20% of the company, which may be around 15 million euros distributed over a period of time. This is the way in which we're going to pay, or which we have already paid for this acquisition. So how did we put down all these items in the PFN? Taseco, 9 million euros, and Aliplast, we recorded 100% of the capital. Again, we entered into a commitment to pay the remaining 20% over a period of 4 years. So in the profit and loss account, we also need to record and account for this commitment that we have signed. This as regards of the costs of the acquisition. In terms of the return on this acquisitions and this investment, as to Taseco, this is a small company, so the return will be about 1 million euros for the first year. As to Aliplast, on a yearly basis, the contribution to the EBITDA will be around 15 million euros. Oh, yes. And you also mentioned the topic of tenders. I think that when our executive chairman mentioned other tenders, he was not really referring to other gas distribution tenders. And the last tender in Milan surprised everybody. And again, the atmosphere is now quite hot. And again, we do expect that two tenders might be published by the end of the year. So you do know how fast this sector is moving, so I do not really need to give you any insights on this. So when our executive chairman mentioned other tenders, he meant the tenders we are currently involved in, a tender for the management of electricity services for the municipality of Modena. In the first quarter of the year, we were awarded some more tenders in terms of public lighting services. So these are tenders that do not perfectly relate to our core business, but they do help us because they enable us to keep an eye on the market, to put our structures, our facilities under stress situation, and to start thinking about a different sector where you can lose one client today and get another client tomorrow. This is a match that you play once, and this match will then be played next, like in 10 years' time or in 12 years' time. And now I will give the floor to Luca that will give some more details about the free cash flow. 211 is a figure net of financial charges. We have a tax that accounts for 49. So we have 82, which is the value of the operating lever, and then we have 25 million euros, which is the provision for doubtful debts, which are part of the Delta CCN. And the value of this item is 7 million euros additional provision for doubtful debts that we made, and all this is mainly attributable to the clients of safeguarded clients. So these are clients that cannot be disconnected from the grid, from the network, and we therefore made larger provisions based on the experience that we gathered over the last few years. And as you know, as part of the resolution 360, again, for the remaining portion, then the authority will settle the outstanding accounts. If you wanted to ask a question, you can press the star on your telephone followed by one. The next question is by Maris Sosenin of Intesa Sanpaolo, please.
Good evening, everybody. My question will be very simple. I'm talking about provisions and accounts. How do you reconcile this data with the year-end data?
In terms of amortization, we have a 3.5 million more in terms of amortization, and this is the effect of the investments made last year. So this is a drag-on effect. And then we have provisions for 1.5 million euros, so additional millions. They relate to the management of post-mortem funds. As you will see in the report, the adjustment to the IAS accounting principles made this necessary. And then we have a 7 million euros for the depreciation fund, and a portion of this is linked to safeguarded clients, and the EBIT amounts to roughly 5 million euros, which is in line with what we have forecast in terms of the effects of the safeguarded clients market. So this is perfectly in line with the data that we mentioned during the presentation of the industrial plan. If I may, I would like to ask a second question in terms of the higher efficiency that you made. Over the last few years, you made more efficiency, and
can this 6 million euros efficiency that you made in the first quarter be replicated in the next quarters? We have a target for the whole year, which is 15 million euros to be in line with our target for 2020. Since we have already made efficiency for 4.5 million euros, then I think that we are already managed to again make one third of the path, basically. If you want to ask a question, press star followed by two. For further questions, press star on your telephone followed by one. Mr. Tommaso Di Vignano, for the time being, there are no questions. Well, thank you very much once again, and I think we will talk very soon. We will move on with our plans, and we will keep you updated. Thank you.